Tim Robbins, Danny DeVito, attend Bernie Sanders rally in Venice. By Ben Q on December 23, 2019. Actors Tim Robbins and Danny DeVito were among the Hollywood stars present at a Bernie Sanders presidential campaign in Venice, California. On Saturday, with a socialist firebrand promising a political revolution in America should he win the White House next November. The socialist Democrat senator from Vermont drew large crowds to the rally as part of his six-day campaign trail of California. Present at the rally was Shawshank Redemption star Tim Robbins, who endorsed Sanders on stage, while author Cornel West, actor Danny DeVito and members of the Russian rock group Pussy Riot were all also in attendance. "I'm here today to endorse Bernie Sanders to be the next president of the United States," Tim Robbins said. Senator Sanders was introduced to the stage by the far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who used the opportunity to blast fellow presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg and said his campaign is being funded by wealthy donors. "For anyone who accuses us for instituting purity tests, it's called having values. It's called giving a damn," Ocasio-Cortez told the crowd. "It's called having standards for your conduct, to not be funded by billionaires but to be funded by the people, which is different. I go into work all the time and I hear people saying, 'What will my donors think?'" She continued. "I see that billionaires get members of Congress on speed dial and waitresses don't, okay? There's a difference." This point was echoed by Sanders, who gleefully reminded supporters that his campaign is funded by small-dollar contributions. "I am proud to tell you that as of this moment, our campaign has received more contributions from more people than any candidate in the history of the United States," Sanders told the crowd. "We don't have a super PAC. We don't want a super PAC. We don't go to rich people's wine caves. Our campaign is not only about defeating Trump. Our campaign is about a political revolution," he continued. "It is about transforming this country. It is about creating a government and an economy that works for all people and not just the 1%. According to Real Clear Politics, Sanders currently sits in second place behind former Vice President Joe Biden in the bid for the nomination, with a polling average of 19.3%. Biden, meanwhile, has consistently led the race with an average of 27.2%, while the likes of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and former New York Mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg continue to lag consistently behind. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, on Twitter at @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.